Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. So welcome back to my channel again. And so it is my lugubrious duty to say res requiescat in pace to the late lamented Barry Humphreys of happy and glorious memory, who's been called to the great big stage in the sky at the age of 980 years. And it is a regret I will take to my grave that I never saw him perform live. I remember I was in London a few years ago and I saw a poster about his live show and I really wanted to go, but I had to be in Moscow there for work. And I thought, and then I read a couple of days ago, he was taken into hospital, a little bit worried, you know, is this his last hurrah? And sadly, he has died. So I just saw the news just after noon today. So Barry Humphreys was Australia's, greatest comedian, born in, I think, Melbourne, son of a well-to-do builder, as in, he ran a construction company. So he was of British extraction. You can guess that with the surname Humphreys, more precisely, probably Welsh. And then he went to some posh boys' school there, didn't like it too much, wasn't into sports, was a Dadaist, and he liked mocking this sort of macho culture. And so when they had to attend school matches, watch them, he would face the opposite direction and knit just to give two fingers to the people who were into compulsory sports. Not one for the Corinthian spirit like that. He was a Dadaist, liked to do performance art, getting a three-course meal and a flute of champagne out of a wheelie bin and things like that. Really liked to put it up, surprise people, shock people. So a bit of an attention seeker. Well, that's sometimes a very positive thing. He went to university in the 1950s. He'd done a bit of compulsory military service. I read a bit of his autobiography years ago, and approaching in the dark when they had to salute officers. And if you didn't salute quick enough, they'd say something wrong with your hand. And when it was dusk and people couldn't see properly, he'd approach other soldiers and he'd say something wrong with your hand. And they'd instantly bang up a salute, thinking it must be an officer. Well, it wasn't. It was playing a trick on them. So he was always playing tricks on people. So he moved to London in the 1950s. He felt that Australia was a sort of a cultural backwater there. He got to know all the leading lights of British comedy at the time: Alan Bennett, Dudley Moore, Peter Cook, Spike Milligan. All but Alan Bennett actually since have been summoned to their award. He was a friend of Dame Joan Bakewell. She's in her 90s. So he was just incredibly creative and hilarious. And he's an inspiration to a younger generation of comedians such as Rory Bremner. So he had this razor sharp wit. His observational comedy was sans pareil. Rob Brydon, he has paid tribute to him. Jason Donovan, the Australian actor and singer, was famous in the 90s. He said that Dame Edna, the creation of Humphreys, was just sheer genius. So it's in 1955 that Humphreys created this character of Mrs. Norma Everidge. He turned it to Dame Everidge. So she's an upper middle class housewife from a Pucca suburb in Melbourne. It was part of a university play, but he was then to reshape this character into Dame Edna, who would go around with purple hair, these glasses with these huge sort of wings on them, things like that. Speaking of the high-pitched voice, he wasn't, wasn't a transvestite really, just this drag act. Poking fun at the pretensions of the Australian upper middle class. Melbourne, supposedly a more genteel city than Sydney, the petty snobberies of the Australian bourgeoisie affecting to be more refined than they really were. She says that London is a city almost as sophisticated as Melbourne, and so on. So Dame Edna went on a worldwide tour, well known in the United Kingdom and indeed Australia, and then indeed Prince Charles was a fan. In 2019, he surprised the Prince of Wales at the Royal Variety Show. So by the 1970s, on television a lot. And Dame Edna is meant to be an Australian of English heritage, a Protestant, and I can't remember what else, somewhat conservative in her views. From one of her greatest gags, saying at a family reunion, a certain member of my family said to me, "How are babies really made?" Unfortunately, this member of my family was my husband, with whom I have three children. And I remember Dame Edna's show and throwing flowers to the audience at the end, and then Madge, this sort of comatose almost sidekick, and putting a badge with a name on people. at the end, Magnus Magnusson was on with her. And then who did she else did she have on? I remember seeing, who was that guy who was in Ben-Hur? Charlton Heston going on, and recalling how Charlton Heston, when he was a struggling actor, had to be a male model posing almost naked for art students to draw him, and wearing a small G-string made for, by his wife. And Dame Edna said, "I always wish I was an art student who got to sketch you," and saying at the beginning, "I really want to strip you naked." Metaphorically speaking, of course. So knew how to wring every last drop of mirth out of a gag. So could do a lot of improv, as obviously it was somewhat scripted. I remember seeing Dame Edna even appear in Blind Date. So he did very well financially, and actors often struggle. He had a house in Hampstead, London. So he went back and forth between the countries, spent some time in the United States. And then his other famous comedic creation was Sir Les Paterson. It came out about 1980. So Sir Les Paterson's from a working class Irish Sydney background. He even used to write The Spectator, was a Catholic, was an anti-monarchist, and so on. Supposedly an elder statesman of the Australian Labour Party. And he was Minister for Culture, sat on the Australian cheese board. He'd have a fat suit on, and then some brash suit would be drooling, and his hair dyed grey, and a cherry red alcoholic's nose. There was always a glass of some spirituous liquor in one hand with a cigarette. Often he'd said he'd come on with some yellow ointment on the finger, supposedly rubbing it into his testimonials to cure himself of an STD. And he was outrageously racist about people from Australia's Asian neighbours and things like that, bigoted, and view women as existing for one purpose only, and things like that. Just the sort of bad image that Australia was desperate to shake off, and he was dragging them into it. He appeared on Michael Parkinson a few times, a well-known chat show from the 70s, well, to the noughties. And Parkinson went out to Australia to do his show as well. I remember a certain middle-aged British housewife in the 1980s saying to her husband on the phone, "Last night I saw the Australian roving ambassador on television, Sir Les Paterson. He was on Michael Parkinson, and he was an absolute disgrace. Confirmed all my worst suspicions about the Australians." Well, her husband nearly fell off his chair laughing, because this woman didn't pick up on the fact that this was a pastiche. He was sort of parodying the worst stereotypes about Australia, of being a roaring alcoholic, foul-mouthed, utterly uncouth, racist, misogynistic, and all the rest of it. So that was him, and he used to claim to know Tony Blair very well, and a complete name dropper, and terribly well connected, and very influential in YARTS. YARTS is Y apostrophe A-R-T-S, the arts. Homophobic, always denouncing the poofter element in various films and things like that. So he was hilarious, and I so wish I'd seen that live. We'd start drooling. He'd had this prosthetic erection which would come up in the show, and that would start dribbling as well, and things like that. Real gross out humor. That was him. But anyway, Dame Edna is probably better known. Hello, Possum, she'd always say. And in 2002, at the Queen's Golden Jubilee, both made an honourable appearance. Sir Les Paterson crying help, wanting to climb over the wall into the big party at the back of Buckingham Palace. Dame Edna being compere and so on, and saying, "Here we are in London," and they wanted to hold the main Golden Jubilee place in my garden in Melbourne. But I didn't think of myself. I thought of my lawn. I'm not having it trampled. I decided I'd let my good friend, the Queen, host in her house instead, and so on. So always boasting about how posh she was, posher than the Queen. So he was loaded with civic honours, Sir Les Paterson, Barry Humphreys. So a man of sometimes controversial appearances. And he appeared in some mainstream films. I saw him in Absolutely Fabulous, the movie a few years ago, where he played a sleazy elderly porn director and things like that. So he's awarded the Order of Australia. He had some contentious views on the trans issues and things like that. So that's it. They don't make it like him anymore. He was married on four occasions. He leaves behind four children and several grandchildren. So that's him, sorely missed. How I desperately wish I'd seen him. I very much encourage you to watch his oeuvre. So please subscribe to me on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.